and there's like a little disco light, and the Manny Pacquiao fight is happening, and people are eating chicken wings, and we're just performing to Thunderstruck in a living room.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 239 of Sapnin Podcast, featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, and this episode will have you hanging from the ceiling, breathing fire, and embracing your daredevil beauty.
Will it?
Yeah, it will. That's right, a guarantee. So, that's a Morgan Richards guarantee.
No. Right, that, as you viewed it, that was a Morgan Richards guarantee. It wasn't a Sean Smith or Sapnin Podcast guarantee. That was a Morgan Richards. So if you were not hanging upside down by the end of this or breathing fire, please get your lawyers, that's solicitors in the UK, to get in touch with Morgan Richards. So this week's guest is Alicia Taylor of the Cherry Bombs.
Yes. So we've just recently got back from Downloads Festival. I'm still tired and recovering, by the way.
I'm still picking dust out of my nose.
Yeah. But one of the things people and that whole goth metal scene seem to be talking about lately are certain acts stepping up their performance with production theatrics and embracing more of a stage show. If you think of bands like Ice Nine Kills, Motionless, and Why in this moment are all thriving after leaving fans with a larger-than-life experience, this is where Alicia walks in. For the last decade, she has captained her ghoul gang of aerial artists, dancers, axe grinders, fire specialists, and all sorts of madness in a touring rock and roll cabaret-style Cherry Bombs. Don't worry, we'll get her to explain it a little bit better later on, but not only have they had great reactions from working with artists like Steel Panther on tour, coordinating music videos for Chris Jericho's Fozzy, and helping her husband Corey Taylor of Slipknot. But what? Now...
What? What? Her husband who?
The fellow with the mask who sings in Slipknot, but...
We didn't talk about that, did we?
We do talk a little bit about it.
Well, Corey... We talk about him definitely being in Slipknot and then being married. Do we ask questions about their wedding or not? Oh, what a fucking bunch of idiots I am. What a bunch of idiots I am. Sorry, I just love the idea. I just love the idea that I didn't know who she was married to.
But now she's a part of a lot of people's crew behind the scenes to help choreograph their theatrics, and just gives us a great insight into the production side and everything that goes along with it. Cherry Bombs opened the second stage at Downloads Festival, celebrating their 20th year anniversary, and we were invited to talk to her and couldn't turn this down. We always love doing something a little bit different on this podcast, and this whole world is absolutely insane when you think about it, Sean.
Oh yeah, it's wild. It's wild. As she described it, I was just blown away, really, by the idea of basically bringing musical theatre, I guess, a bit more to the rock scene. Just mad to hear all the stories and what she's done, and it's nuts, but she was fantastic to us. She didn't have to be, obviously. Nobody does. But she was fantastic with us. We had a great, great time. Yeah, I hope we get to go and see them in the flesh very, very soon.
What are they doing in February? That's what I want to know.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? But people describe them as kind of Broadway for metalheads. It's like a touring circus of all sorts. And we're going to discuss all of that, including some really dangerous and injuries that have happened from these live performances. Some sketchy venues, creative process, being a giant rebel, and the fact that she is a former MFL cheerleader.
I'm more impressed that she was a giant Red Bull. What did you say?
Rebel.
I thought she was just like a massive can of taurine. I was like, what's he on about? He's gone. His acid's kicked in early today, I thought.
It has. Fucking, festival season has got me feeling all sorts. But no worry, Sean, because the festival season fun has only just started because...
Oh, what?
In a couple of weeks' time, we're going to be doing it all again at 2000 Trees Festival.
Yes!
July the 6th to the 8th at Epcot Farm in Cheltenham. We've just been announced to be DJing at the Silent Disco on the Saturday night and opening Saturday morning doing another live podcast stage show.
What are we doing? Wait, what are we doing Saturday morning and night?
Saturday morning or night. Taking over, baby!
It's a fucking late
day.
One.
It's Saturday. Yeah. Day.
Saturday.
Saturday. Oh!
No. I wasn't even looking at you then, right? And I felt your eyes light up when I said Saturday. Do not ever use that again. I'm sorry I said it. I didn't mean to say it. It was in my brain and I knew he would fucking take it on. Apologies if you see the word Saturday ever again in your life.
There's a whole host of incredible bands playing alongside us. That's a stupid sentence. Including Bullet for My Valentine, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, Soft Play, Skin Dread, Death of Honor, Hold in Absence, and some absolutely incredible special attractions like Empire State Bastard featuring the beautiful Simon Neil of Biffy Clyro and Slayer's Dave Lombardo.
I think we should change that to Sean's friend, Dave Lombardo. What a fucking band. I can't wait to see them. I hope we get to hang out. I hope we get to say hello. Because I want to remind Dave Lombardo that he's got to somehow introduce me to Mike Patton at some point. But yes, what a fucking festival. Really, really excited. Go to 2000trees.co.uk/tickets and use the promo code SAPNEN.
£40 off weekend tickets. £40! 40 quid fucking off your weekend tickets. VIP has just sold out. There's very limited number of weekends still going. So head over to the website, enter that promo code and get down. Also, Electric Six are there. So that's going to be a good laugh. And
Gamebar.
Cancer Bats are not only doing their own set, but they're doing the Bat Sabbath set of Black Sabbath covers.
For a second then, when you said Cancer Bat, I thought you said Hansen Bat. And I was like... Mbop, Mbat, Mbat,
Spooky,
Mbat, Mbat, Doo-wit-up, Ba-doo-bop, Mbat, Hansenbats, mind. I think I'm having a breakdown today. Yeah, Liam, I know you listen each and every week to this podcast. What about doing Hansenbats, where you just do Hansen covers in the style of Cancer Bats?
If they don't break that out now, I don't know, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah. Well, you're playing Black Sabbath song. Old band. Play a slightly younger band, will you? Do Hanson covers.
Oh. 2000trees.co.uk/tickets for that. Our good friends in Dream State, Hera and Lake Malice are also going to be there. It's going to be a really good, fun friends fest. But without any further ado, let's get into our wonderful backstage conversation with Alicia Taylor, Downloads Festival 2023.
Yeah! Sapnin!
Sapnin!
She's a good egg. She's a good egg, our Alicia.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sapnin.
Yes! We're backstage here at Download Festival, and we are joined by Alicia Taylor. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. This is awesome. But yeah, how are you finding Download so far?
Oh, man. I mean, we were the first act of the day on that Opus stage. Incredible. Just incredible. I mean, the crowd was just dicks to ass, front to back. insane. Packed out there. Great crowd, great energy. Everybody's having a blast. The weather is awesome, which that like rarely happens, right?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
It was amazing. Just incredible.
Yeah. Nice, a lot of British people complaining it's slightly too warm, as we do.
You know, as someone from Las Vegas, this is like our winter.
This is freezing cold.
Actually, yeah, we were freezing. One of our aerialists is from here in the UK, and she's like, what are you talking about? This is lovely. And I'm like, no. And we're all bundled up, layered up, just shaking. We turn the heater on in the green room.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, but it turned out to be a really nice day.
Nice. Well, as you said, Cherry Bombs opened up this 20th anniversary of Download, you know, the first set of a long weekend of celebrations. But I don't think we could really put into words and do it justice just how much Cherry Bombs do. So if you could you just explain for people who wouldn't know, like, what is this, the concept and the different forms of art and expression that goes into this?
This is the $1 million question, because I really, really, really try and nail this one down, and you really just have to see it to get it. I can try my best. It never does it justice. Even as the creator of it, I feel like I can never sell it good enough. But the best way I can describe it for someone who's never heard of us or seen it or anything like that, if you were to take Cirque du Soleil and you were to take dancing in like music videos, like Pussycat Dolls or even like Broadway type stuff, and you were to smash it all together and put it to rock and metal music, essentially Broadway for metalheads with Cirque du Soleil, and do a storyline with it at times, that's what Cherry Bombs is. So we're kind of versatile in that sets like today, you know, as a 30-minute set, it wasn't a storyline, but we had high-level production, big costumes, big visuals, cryo, aerial, fire, all the things, everything we can throw at it, angle grinding. So it's a lot of Cirque-type arts, sideshow-type arts, beautiful performers, athletic performers, and just the best music that I can come up with personally. It's my favorite. It's like my personal favorite soundtrack every time we perform. And then we do our full-length show too, which is an actual storyline. So it's like a full production, like you're watching a play, if you will, but a giant rock and metal music video play.
It's a fucking great
that tells
idea.
A story. Yeah.
What a great idea.
Thank you.
How has nobody come up with that before?
Maybe they just weren't dumb enough. I don't know.
No, it's definitely not that. It's a genius idea.
What am I going to do? I don't know. I'm just going to tell stories.
No, that's a genius idea.
But how did the idea for this to be like a touring thing come about? Because you work with a lot of other artists and stuff within production, a stage show, which we'll get into. But with Cherry Bombs, like, was there a moment where you really thought like, oh, this could be a thing and wanted to take it on the road?
Yeah. So I started this 10 years ago. And at the time, no one would even look at us. You know, we were just silly girls that just were like, they looked at us like we were just silly little girls that didn't do anything. They assumed we were just go-go dancers or to house music or something like that. And I tried to explain to agents, bookers, promoters, no, it's like a show. It's a real show. It's like for a concert. And they still wouldn't get it. And we started kicking our door in with motorcycle rallies.
Wow.
So that was how we got our come up, was a lot of biker rallies, which is, you know, different.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah.
Gotta start somewhere.
We gotta start somewhere, right? And I mean, we've done bars with like three drunk people in the audience, you know, like every band does. Yeah, that's how you start, right? Yeah. The stage is like 3 inches off the ground. You're just like, cool. You know, we've done stages where the lighting was a spotlight on the back of a pickup truck. They're like, yeah, go get them. We're like, cool. We've earned our stripes. Yeah. Where it started to kind of pick up was I reached out to this agent who had no idea who I was or anything like that. And I said, look, you don't know what we do. You have no idea. You probably don't even care. But my name's Alicia. I got this thing called Cherry Bombs, and I think you should book us on a national tour. And he called me up and he said, I've been looking for an act with the name Cherry in it.
Wow.
And he goes, and here you appear. And he didn't care what I did. He didn't care if I sucked or if I was good at what I did. He just wanted the name Cherry in it. So it was like just chance luck that I got on that tour. And it was Buck Cherry and Blackstone Cherry.
Oh, wow.
Nice. It was the Cherry Tour. It was our first national tour. 6 girls, 1 van, no crew, no merch person, no nothing. Okay. So we earned it.
Yeah.
6 weeks. Oh my God. They never explained who we were or what we did either. So when we showed up to our first show, they also thought we were just dancing during changeover to house music, like random dancing. And I'm like, I'm not going to follow you around the country to just wiggle on stage, you know, to random music that the DJ plays.
Yeah.
It's a show. And so I said, just let us do it one time. I promise you. And the tour manager of Buck Cherry said, fine, you get 5 minutes. That's it. And we were like, fine, we'll take it. We'll take anything. You know, yeah. when you're starting, you'll take anything you can get. Mm. Give us 5 minutes. We'll do it. So we did one little dance number and a fire piece. And he saw us go for 5 minutes. He's like, I'm going to make your show happen on this tour. Thank God. Cause it was like 30 dates. And so the rest of that tour, he made it happen. So he goes, you're going to get a 5 minute set, a 10 minute set, and a 12 minute set. And I'm going to be the one to tell you which set you get every day. And that's how our tour worked.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, okay, sure. Yeah. Happy to be here. You know, we did it. And we just rolled with the punches. And that's when people started seeing us and being like, wow, this is this cool thing. So then Corey Taylor saw us. You know, in the industry, you all run into each other backstage at things like this. He said, you're in that dance group, right? I saw you on the YouTube video of you guys with Buck Cherry. I said, yeah. He goes, that's badass. I want that for Stone Sour and Steel Panther. So I said, okay.
Oh, wow.
And then we put that tour together. And then Maria from In This Moment saw it. And she's like, I want that too. But now I want you to open for me and I want you to be in my show too. So I want you to do 2 times a night. So I was like, okay. Yeah. And then Chris Motionless saw it and said, called me up and said, I saw you within this moment. I want that too, but for my show. And I was like, okay.
Stop.
Yes. And that's, it just, I mean, it's like a snowball.
Yeah. Class.
Yeah.
It must be amazing to see how far it's come with that and see other artists kind of picking it up and not just wanting to like maybe do something similar, but to take you guys out and have you as the brainchild behind it and help incorporate things into their show.
Yeah. It really is a really wonderful opportunity when an artist comes to you and says, I want you to help me bring my vision to life in this way. And it's very flattering. It's very humbling. And we've done that, like, again, with Maria, with Chris, Lena Scissorhands. We just did some stuff with her. She's lovely. I love her so much. And we've done some things with some other artists too. And whether it's music videos, live shows, whatever they want, if they have a vision, we can make that happen. And it's a cool kind of new phenomenon, right? Like, it's like, I don't even know what to compare it to, really.
No. Yeah. I can't believe, yeah, I'm genuinely stumped that nobody had thought about it before and has made this happen. Like, you are, yeah, the sole creator of it. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. Oh, it's my awesome. Gosh. Thank you. I tell you, man, if you'd have told me 10 years ago when I started this that it would be like this, or artists would want us to be a part of their thing, or we'd be at Download, I'd tell you you're full shit. There's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Can I swear?
Oh,
no,
I'm so sorry. That's my main output.
I would tell you you're completely full of shit. There's no fucking way we would. Because I was telling the girls this on the way over here on the drive, looking at the fields. 8 years ago, I'd watch YouTube videos of Download Fest. And I was like, man, it'd be so cool to do that one day. But it was so out of reach, so like not a realistic thing. And the person I was with at the time was like, yeah, okay, right. Yeah, okay. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And so I just kept chugging along, you know, chugging along, do bike rallies, do bar and grills, whatever we can do. Harley Davidson dealerships. we have performed in an apartment, you know, we've done some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And here we are.
It's crazy.
So it's just a very, very cool thing.
Yeah. Good. Well, one of the things we tend to ask bands on the show every now and again is like the weirdest venues they've played. But I think like you've probably
you've got
topped,
some of it.
Yeah,
an apartment.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So how that happened was we were performing for a corporate ish company that brought us into Seattle for a gig, and they wanted us to entertain their clients, and they had rented out a venue. It was like a bar at the stage, and they brought in catering and all that to entertain their clients. And we were going to do a little mini show. Back then we were a little more, we weren't so artsy. Today we're much more artsy theatrical. Back then we were a little more risque. And so we go in the bathroom, we change, we got our fishnets on, you know, underwear, bras, ripped up fishnets, whatever. We walk outside and there's like a 7-year-old birthday party happening.
Oh.
Right next to the stage. There's balloons and cake and these little kids with party hats on. And I just said, oh my God, we cannot do this. Yeah. We cannot do this here. We got to turn around, go back in the bathroom, go back. So I pull the client aside and I said, I am so sorry. We cannot perform, you know, this chair dance on the stage next to this little birthday party. And she's like, well, let's ask the mom if it's okay. And I was like, okay. And so the mom was like, oh, it's fine. And I was like, no, we're not doing that.
Get the birthday boy in the chair.
Yeah. Oh, so, no. He will never forget that birthday party for the rest of his life.
Check out what I'm going to mind. They're like, yo,
when was a defining moment in your life? That little boy's going to grow. I'm going to leave a legacy on that kid's brain. I'm going to burn a memory into that kid's brain for the rest of his life. Oh, no, we're not doing that.
He tells his friends he became a man at 7.
He became a man at 7. The cherry bombs.
Cherry bombs made me a man.
So I said, no, we can't do this. So the company was a corporate housing company, which had all these apartments. That was the company. It was a business. So they said, okay, well, let's move it to one of the apartments. The Manny Pacquiao fight is happening on pay-per-view. So everybody can go watch it and you can just do the performance there. I mean, again, when you're first doing things, I've said yes to a lot of things on the come up. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, sure. And we go in. Man, I tell you, this sounds so much worse. You knock on the door and you open it and there's all these people in there and they're like, cool, go. And they just play it on their Bluetooth. And there's like a little disco light and the Manny Pacquiao fight is happening and people are eating chicken wings. And we're just performing to Thunderstruck in a living room.
Yeah. Wow. That's
and
nuts.
It was like a house party.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
I mean, I guess hardcore kids do it. A little different of a show, but
yeah. A little bit different.
Yeah. And then we said thank you. And we also ate some chicken wings.
We're finished. Yeah. How's Manny doing?
We'd be dancing, like look back at the TV.
I've got a bet on Manny. I've got to check.
Oh, who was he fighting? I can't even remember who was fighting at the time. Oscar De La Hoya.
Well, that's the thing. I think, like, you know, music and that world is so weird anyway, but if you try something like this, it's so left field and it's not a blueprint to this, is there? You know, it's
you're just winging it every time we go out and perform, we're winging it. And the crowd too, for them, you know, there's people that are like, I don't get it, it's not my thing. That's fine. Everybody's gonna feel like that, even about bands. We get it, we're not everybody's cup of tea, but most people are pleasantly surprised. And, you know, like some of the most left-handed compliments we've ever had, especially from these like big burly hardcore dudes, you know. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And you're like, I'll take it.
I know you enjoy it. Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then now we're starting to see them wear our t-shirts.
Class.
And it's really cool. Our demographic, if you look at it, you know, online on the specs, it's 50-50 men to women. 50-50, right down the middle.
Nice. Wow.
It doesn't sway heavily one way or the other. So that tells me that everybody is cool with it equally. So that's impressive.
Wow.
Well, behind the scenes of it all, how does that creative process start in terms of like maybe looking towards a show or what kind of acts and different elements you want in it? I mean, how different is it trying to work things out and finding certain performers to get in and if the look and the fit and then how does that all work?
Well, the shows themselves, I build them based on where we're performing, the audience, what I think they would like, but also the music that I like. So it's kind of modular. I'm able to kind of move songs around and do it like that and create a flow between the dancers and the aerialists. And we go back to dancers and then we go back to aerialists. We go to fire. And then, so it's kind of this whole dance for the whole entire set time, whether it's 30 minutes or 75 minutes, it's all completely choreographed. It's all on one track. You just press the space bar, we go.
Wow.
So, you know, the music drives the show. We have to keep time with the music. You cannot be late. You cannot miss your mark. It's happening whether you like it or not. Creating the team, creating the people, I have a roster of about 15. So I'm very lucky in that I've had some performers that have been with me since the very first days 10 years ago. They've stuck with me this whole entire time. Lord knows, through those apartment performances and bike rallies and 3-inch stages. We were just talking about it today. We cried a little bit because I said, you know, it took a lot to get here. Very she remembers so. Those van tours and yeah. stuff, you know, those really hard stuff. And earning your stripes. And we did it. So I have those girls, and then I have new girls in Vegas. All my team is based in Vegas. A lot of them moved from Atlanta to Vegas with me. And we've created this really cool, positive environment where it's kind of a hierarchy. They understand my standard, what I expect of all of them, professionalism. We work hard. We play hard. There's no drama. We don't have time for it. We're doing too much dangerous things. We have to trust one another completely to be there, to know what to do should shit hit the fan. And they bestow that upon the newer members, and it just kind of trickles down. Everybody's great. I move performers around based on the performing needs. So if I have aerialists, I know who does aerial. Fire, I know who does fire. If I need multi-talented ladies, you know, grinders, fire, all the above, check, 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 or just dancers, I throw them in there. So it's constantly evolving, constantly changing. They're constantly learning new things. And then creating shows, you know, long-term shows with storylines and stuff, I just try and tell a cool story visually with wardrobe, lighting, actions, music, like a ballet of sorts. And that's the fun part. That's where I get to really have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's very like expressive when you're just at home, maybe trying to work out and picturize how this is all going to turn out.
Yeah. It's not too much unlike writing an album, I would say. You know, you have this idea, you want to work it out. I'll bounce ideas off the other members. We'll go in the studio and riff together, you know, work out ideas. Does this look good? I'll create a skeleton crew because it's all visual. So I'll bring in 5 girls and have them do things in the studio with us. I have a studio at my house, and I get to watch them bring my ideas to life. Nah, I don't like that. Switch it, you know? So it's very similar to like guitar parts, drum parts, you know, that sort of thing. And then it just kind of builds. Yeah.
Do people audition for it?
We hold auditions. Yeah, absolutely. And we have a YouTube series called Girl Gang. And in the upcoming season for season 5, we show you our audition process.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be kind of like the first rounds of American Idol.
Yeah.
Because everybody can come. Anybody can come. Doesn't matter. I don't care who you are, where you come from, what your experience is. Everyone is welcome. So it's a cattle call. They come, they audition. We teach them a routine. We see how quick they can pick up material, how fast they can perform it, how well they can perform it. And then we move on to the specialty acts. And that's always fun because if you can do something specialty, I want to see what it is. What can you do? And they come out with some wild stuff. And I'm just like, whoa. And at the same time, I also feel like I'm surrounded by a bunch of superheroes because they're all doing these really cool, creative things that I wouldn't even think of, you know? So
yeah. What kind of stuff in particular? Was there anything where you just thought like, what the, how have you learned to do this? Is there anything that blew you away in that regard?
Yeah, we had a sword swallower show up. and demonstrate. And Heidi from Butcher Babies was one of my judges.
Oh, okay.
And so it's Heidi, myself, and Shannon Guns.
Nice.
And a comedian named Craig Gass is on the Howard Stern Show. The four of us were the judges. And we're just like, you're going to put what in your mouth?
Yeah.
Down? It's going to go in there? Like, oh my God. Like, wow. Okay. And she's like, yeah, here I go. And she just does it. And she had Heidi pull it out.
Oh,
and,
I was
like, you need to sign a liability waiver right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't touch that. I'm not responsible if something happens
surely
to you.
Surely if you
would. That one had me.
Anyway.
We've had people lay on bed of nails. Oh, we've had, you know, all kinds of cool. And, you know, there's I can come up with a place for that somewhere. So sometimes I keep their contact, you know, on the side. And if I could come up with something cool, then I'm like, hey, girl, remember that time you swallowed a sword for me?
Yeah. Need you to swallow somebody else today.
Yeah, I swallowed a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Let's see what I'll do.
What can you fit?
Yeah.
Oh,
for our next trick, yeah.
Oh, wow. But on the other side of it, like, there must be so much, like, health and safety and making sure that it's all safe as well. Because, you know, fire and, like, welding and sword swallowing, I'm sure there's a lot of that headache side to it people don't see or don't realize.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely looks crazy, and it is crazy, and it is dangerous. So all of my performers are fire safety trained. That is non-negotiable. I put them on an onboarding course. So I put them through a lecture. I make them take a written exam, and I make them take a practical exam. So I set things on fire, and I throw them, and I see how they handle it. It's like dodgeball when you can dodge a wrench.
Yeah. Can you dodge a flame?
You can if you can dodge this fireball, you can dodge anything. And that's literally what I do. I set shit on fire, and I throw it, and I go, go. What are you going to do?
This sounds like a fucking...
And they're like, oh. And
that's the greatest
job of life. But I teach them, because that's going to happen one day. And I need everybody to be trained on what to do, not just one person. Because if that one person's busy, then I'm fucked. So whether they fire perform or not, they know what to do.
That's awesome.
So we take that very seriously.
Yeah.
We have a $5 million insurance policy.
Oof.
There's a lot of safety. We constantly train, constantly run drills. The angle grinding, same thing. That's really dangerous. The aerials are really dangerous. My aerialist is a rigger as well. So she's educated. And that's our biggest thing, is education, you know? Like, we need to be self-sufficient. We can't rely on anyone else.
Yeah. Have you ever had any slight mishaps?
I have a tendency to burn my shoelaces off a lot. That's a common thing for me, which isn't that bad. I was actually shooting a music video for Fozzie, and I was breathing fire onto a drum kit to set it on fire. He wanted me to set this drum kit on fire. Cool. And I had to lean over to do it, and fire travels up. So I leaned over, and a piece of my hair caught forward, and it's not bad. It just goes, and then I just grabbed it with my hand. Yeah, you smell it. I've burned my eyelashes. I've burned my eyebrows.
Yeah.
These are all minor things.
Yeah.
I've caught a spark in my eye from the angle grinder. Actually, last time I was here in the UK, I caught one. But it's okay. No, it's fine. Because I went to the optometrist when I got back to Vegas, and he was digging around my eye. I said, am I going to have to wear an eye patch? Am I going to be like that hot chick from Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
I'm going to have to learn how to whistle really well.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, you're going to be fine. And he looked in there, and he goes, you have rocks in your eye. I said, rocks? How? I had no idea. Well, the rocks, that's from the blade, because it's a sanding blade.
Oh,
it's not metal. It's not metal going in my eye.
Yeah.
It's the grind. It's the grittiness.
Oh, wow.
So no, actually, that's the best case scenario. I'd rather have that than metal in my eye. I'm also reckless in that I don't.
Anything in my eye, and I'm like, no, I don't want this.
I don't wear safety glasses, which is also very reckless.
Yeah.
I know. A million men in my comments who love to use power tools love to lecture me on this. Yes, I know. That's why I do it. It's dangerous. That's why you're here to see it. That's why I'm getting paid to do this. If this was completely safe, 1,000%, it wouldn't be entertaining.
And also, anybody could then do it.
Then anybody could do it.
Can't.
Yeah. And I want to look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what matters.
Yeah. Big goggles. Really
yeah, not big goggles. Yeah. I want to look cool. I want my hair down when I do fire.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. You mentioned like doing work with people like In This Moment, Motions from Wyatt and Corey. I mean, how different is it just creatively being able to step away from maybe what you're trying to do in storytelling and work on someone else's project, especially when the productions are so big anyway and they want you to add to it?
I love it. I love it when an artist knows what they want. Chris in particular was very specific on the things that he wanted. I want you to come in at this particular part in the song. I want you to leave on this particular part of the song. I want you to do this. So he really gave me a really nice clear roadmap where I didn't have to do a ton of thinking outside of just how to make it look cool. And what I would do with him was that I'd get in the studio with the performers I was going to send out on tour with him, and I would videotape what I'd created to his songs and I'd send it to him, and he'd be like, okay, well, on this part, I think we're doing a dance for, Werewolf, which is his, one of his latest singles. And he really, really wanted moves from Thriller. That was like, I really want Thriller moves. Okay, fine. So I went back in and had them do some Thriller moves so he could really see that and really join in on that too for him. And then I would stand in as him so he could get the whole visual of the dancers around him, and I'd pretend I was singing or whatever and do his Thriller moves for him that when he would come in and do it. And I actually really, really enjoy that process because it's less pressure. And it makes it just easier for me to create for him. So much different, much easier.
That's cool.
Just as fun. Yeah, just as fun.
You'd think working with bands would be harder, really, like, because, you know, we're an awkward bunch, people in bands. So, like,
I mean, we all are, yeah. We're in the business of, of making people clap for us,
that's
right?
True. Yeah, essentially. Yeah, that's true, you are, yeah. Yeah.
Be entertained by me now.
Yeah, that's really what we do. Yeah, you know? We live for that. So we will do anything for that response. It's really at the end of the day, that's really what it's about, is that energy exchange.
Of course.
Yeah. That we all live for and love. And some artists, you know, some artists are really loose and they're like, you know, do whatever you want, I don't care. And you're like, okay. And then you're like, God, I hope they like this. You know? So either way is just as enjoyable. But
nice. Do you have any plans to come back to the UK soon?
God, I hope. I hope. I love it here so much. Right now, no plans set in stone. I would love to be here next year, winter, anytime. Say the name, say the date, say the month, I'll be here.
Okay.
I would absolutely love to come back. This is absolutely, everybody here is so great, so welcoming. UK and Europe, they just have such a passion for live entertainment here, I think. And especially for what we do. It clicks a little faster. Mm. So we really, really enjoy performing here.
Nice, nice. One thing I did want to bring up, speaking of just like the entertainment world and stuff, I read that in a previous life, you were a cheerleader in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right. Please talk to us about that, because obviously, like, from a UK perspective, we see it and see how, like, hardcore that world is in terms of like strict, and you've got to, there's so many rules and really got to be like on top form. It's a really big business. What was that experience like? I'm sure it was a mixture of pressure and it all these different things.
Yeah, I was an NFL, I was a Atlanta Falcons cheerleader from 2010, 11 and 12. So 3 years. You're right. It was very strict, very stringent. We would have random weigh-ins for our weight.
Oh, wow.
You know, every time we performed, we were being judged with a clipboard and two coaches staring at you. And they owned us. I always like to joke, they owned my soul. I was very controlled in how my hair was, what I looked like, how I acted online. I wasn't allowed to post pictures in a bikini or anything because they owned my image in a bikini because we had a bikini calendar.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't allowed to swear, of course, which is
insane. Yeah.
As we know, fucking not shit. Let's get out. I wasn't allowed to do any fun things like this. And I was holding a giant candy cane dancing to a Justin Bieber song one night, and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done.
No, well, that's the exact reason I stopped.
Yeah, and I think, you know, rock and metal fans, we have this kind of common thing where there is a little bit of rebellion in all of us. We don't like to be told what to do. We don't like to be held down by all these really strict rules and expectations, and that was always inside of me. I was always a little bit of a rebel. I had the most tattoos on the team. I was a little metalhead, and I said, I'm going to create my own thing, and I'm going to do it to music that I love. And that was, and I'm not going to pay my performers $75 a game.
Ooh,
wow. Yeah, I said it. $75 a game. I'm not going to.
I thought it would be the hundreds.
I'm not going to expect my girls to be perfect. I'm not going to do these things for them. No, won't do it. And it was almost an antithesis of what I was. It was like, you know, having really crazy parents that shelter you for so many years and then you break out and you go wild. It was kind of like that.
I never expected any of that.
Crazy time, but it was fun, man. I knew what I was signing up for. I was not a victim. I knew what I was getting paid. I knew the drill. And, you know, after 3 years, I was done.
Yeah. Well, from the NFL to Download Festival, eh? That's a journey.
I'd say that's a come up.
Yeah, very much so.
I'd say I'm happy with that. Good. On ramp.
Yeah. Well, it's been absolutely a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much for giving us the time.
Thank both of you.
If there's anything you'd like to leave us with, just what Cherry Bomb's got coming up or anything we should check out, please let us know.
We've got Girl Gang Season 5 coming up on YouTube. You can find us on, I think the channel is just called Cherry Bombs. You can Google it there. We're on the socials at Cherry Bombs Official on Instagram and Facebook, and on Twitter at Cherry Bombs Rock.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hopefully you'll be back in the UK very soon.
Love to. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! That was the fantastic Alicia Taylor, owner, creator of the Cherry Bombs. Fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen so many people just absolutely going crazy about their set opening Downloads Festival a couple of weeks back. So much energy. She's got an incredible career, done so much things, so creative. I'm glad we could kind of get an insight behind that, you know, from, as I said, from the NFL Download Festival, she's done it all. I love it when we get to have slightly different conversations on this podcast and getting into different sides of the industry, rock and roll and all that madness.
Do you know what? I'm glad we didn't go into Slipknot talk, to be honest. I'm just glad with what we had from Alicia and how much we got on with her. And she was fantastic to us. So thank you very much to her and her team and the Cherry Bombs for existing. Absolutely great time chatting to her at Download, despite it being, and this isn't an exaggeration, 72,000 degrees Celsius in the tent.
Yeah, I'm very thankful they gave us a special place in the press tent, but that made it even warmer. So you got to think about our guests are so committed to talking to us idiots that we're worth famous people sweating over. That's a thing to think about.
There was one point during that weekend on the Saturday in Download where we spoke to somebody for 10 minutes. It was literally 10 minutes. I was in that tent for that 10 minutes. I came out with a little pool of sweat just on my chest. It was absolutely disgusting, but the chats were very, very fun. Great to see you, Alicia, and we hope we get to see you again in the future.
Yes, check out everything Cherry Bombs are doing. They're going to blow your mind. If you head back to the last couple of episodes of this podcast, they were recorded at Downloads Festival. Last week's was our live podcast stage show with Bob James Davis of The Blackout, reminiscing about their comeback shows and how excited Sean is for the future.
Some people are saying it's one of the best ones we've done so far. And I'm not doing that in a Donald Trump, I'm fucking lying. Some people are saying Donald Trump is innocent type thing. I'm saying that as in we have had a lot of feedback from people who listen every week and newcomers saying that this is one they've enjoyed most. So please go and check it out. If you've got any interest in The Blackout or how a band reforming works, And before that, obviously, we had our Download Special came out as well, which featured a load of fucking cool people and me and Morgan.
Hailstorm, Modson, Alter Bridge, Lake Malice, I Prevail, Blind Channel. Oof, what a lineup. Go back and check that out. And let us know who you'd like us to talk to on future episodes of Sapling Podcast by tweeting and Instagramming us at Sapling Pod on those platforms. If it's bands, if it's people behind the scenes in the industry, drag queens, wrestlers, sports people, whatever, let us know. Tag them, tag us, and we can make some magic happen.
If you've enjoyed two or more episodes of Sapling Podcast, you are legally obliged to join patreon.com/sapling. Not my rules, the rules of current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, because I wouldn't make you pay for this. What, fucking nobody should pay for this. Listen to us. But thank you very much to everybody who is involved in the Patreon. This couldn't have continued without you. So thank you very much. We mention it each and every week. But now I have to mention some very, very special names who are the top tiers. So if you go to the description of this episode on wherever you listen to your podcast, have a click of that, have a read. There's loads and loads and loads and loads. Too many bloody people who support us, who are kind enough to support us and keep us going. But now I have to give a special thank you to the top tiers. Kylie Wheeler, I'll get that tattoo as soon as possible. Thank you very much. Mayumi Liwaway, Janelle Caston, Paul Hirschfield, Scarlett Charlton, Tony Michael, Kelly Ewan, Dilly Grimwood, Natasha Morris, Nathan Croshaw, Mitch Perry, Emma Barber, Kat Besson, Jenny Robertson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Successful Burger Delivery Jones, Amy Dawson, Amy Louise, Stuart McNaught, Ellen Southfield, Stephen Aston, Khaled Robertson, Katie Puttock, Louis Cook, Martin McManus, Carl Pendlebury, Danny Eaton, James McNaught, Jenny Munster, Jason Heredia, Emily Perry, John and Emma, Emma Evans Roberts, Craig Harris, Evan. Just got one name. Sean Foynes, Kalila Keane, Ollie Amesbury, Adam King of the Goss Parcel, Josh, a man with a penis for a nose walks into a bar. The bartender says, why the schlong face, crisp? Someone asked why he's a dickhead. Thank you very much, Alice Wood, Kyle David Smith, and last but no means least, Connor Lewins and family!
Yes, we love every single person involved there and just in our Patreon community. They are the best thing about this podcast. They get together.
Unbelievable.
If you're looking for people to go to gigs with, you're planning them tours, you're planning... go to festivals, get involved, because there's people always at these things all around the world and they want to meet up and just be friends. Well,
it's
just,
it's everything, isn't it? It's if you need music recommendations, if you're in a band and you're looking for gig buddies to tour and play with, we've literally got people in this group from all over the world. It's not even all over the UK. It's the world. We've got band managers from Australia. We got producers from America. Gavin Butler of the Blackout.
We do.
We've got loads and loads of people from all over the world, all in bands of different levels and different genres, except ska. So we are hopefully at some point in the future going to sort some sort of Sapinin Fest, I'd like to, because Ooh. There's so many good bands in this group that we got to do some.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Patreon.com/Sapinin for all of that. This has been another fantastic episode. It's always great doing something a little bit out of the ordinary. Thank you for everyone for listening. And we'll be back next Friday and every week with a very special guest. And next week's is hell of a throwback. And it's one I know a lot of people have been wanting for a while. So click subscribe wherever you listen to these podcasts. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, it's next week. Four words. Go on. Wait, go try and know. We're doing this. Who's next week's? Oh, I know. I realize. I don't know what that is. That, surely that's the international sign for moose. or reindeer. Moose! Is it Moose from Bullet for Valentine? Oh no, he was on Bullet for Valentine and he never was and he can't talk about it. Shit!
For anyone who don't know what the fuck is going on, me and Sean just had the best game of charades that you will never see.
Yeah. Do you know what? I wasn't expecting that. I was just definitely. You wouldn't expect anybody to get it off what you fucking just did, but I know yeah, exactly. Because what I did was I remembered who we've done. So, yeah, nice. But yes, that's the end of this, I think. Sapnin! Fucking reindeer! We got a reindeer on next week's episode. Get them horns down for me, Red, will you?
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.